Football Heaven with Rob on BBC Radio Sheffield. We're taking your calls on 0114 279 6699. We're joined live now on the phone by the Rotherham United boss, Steve Evans. Another busy day for you today, Steve. First of all, tell us about your new signing today. Zeki Friars has joined on loan from Crystal Palace.
I think in respect of Zeki, Rob, his CV needs no introduction from Steve Evans. A young man who's come through a fantastic upbringing at Manchester United. Chose not to accept Sir Alex Ferguson's offer of a new contract. Went to Belgium and was quickly back in the fold at Tottenham Hotspur in the Premiership. And as we know, has been successful in playing in the Premier League for Tottenham, of course, and of course the Europa Cup, which has then last summer turned in Crystal Palace making an offer of around £5 million, of which I think almost £4 million of that's already been paid. So a left back, he could play a left side central role if we need to. Very quick, dynamic, gets forward, not making him out where he's not, but he's such a wonderful addition to our squad.
How important was it to get a player like this in, given obviously that there's been a couple of loan left backs or full backs rather that you've had recently that have, you know, their loans have currently ended? So how important was it to get a player like Friars in?
Well, we had young Reece James, who's done us absolutely proud in recent weeks for Manchester United, and for the best part of 6 or 7 weeks. And, you know, for a week or so, we were hopeful, Rob, that the answer coming from Mr. Van Gaal at Manchester United would be we could extend that. But Reece has his own contractual situation with Manchester United that needs to be resolved before he's allowed to leave the building again. And we understand that that happens at football clubs, and the higher you go, the more it happens. So we've been tracking left-backs for a number of weeks now, participating, thinking that this problem may arrive. And what we've done is we've participated in speaking to Mr. Pardew, to Alan and to Keith Millen and persuading them that Zeki could come and do a good job for us after he turned down, it has to be said, a couple of significant moves to the Championship last week.
How tough is this loan market, Steve, for a manager? Because you've got a few players together. You know, you've mentioned a couple of them there. You also had Lawrence and Ledesma. There was a real sort of upturn in the type of play that you had, but also the results were turning the right way as well. And then obviously you lose all those players, and then you have to go and replace them again. I mean, it can be difficult for a manager when you're using the loan market, can't it?
Yes, and it's very, very difficult, Rob. When we got Manuel Ledesma from Middlesbrough, it was probably a thought process. He came initially to the window and he would be extended. But for some reason, Middlesbrough chose to take the kid back and they've not given him a minute's football since. Young Tom Lawrence, it was a different situation. We knew he was here for a fixed period of time. But there can be absolutely no doubt that up until that period, we were thinking as a management team, and I think our supporters and certainly our chairman agreed, that we were just not right. And you can either do something about it, and you can do the opposite. And I don't need to ask you the question live on Radio Sheffield what the opposite is, but let me spell it out. The opposite is to do nothing. And we're not about a club who's had the success in the last 2 years and go about do nothing. If we can improve our football club by one pass or one inch, whatever it takes, myself and the chairman will make that happen.
Johnson Clark-Harris has gone out on loan to the MK Dons as well today, Steve. It seems like a while now since you brought him in. You did say at the time when you signed him for a club record signing that he would be one that you want to develop. So why do you feel a month now at the MK Dons is a good move for him?
Well, I had your point, Rob, that when we signed him, we said it would take us a season to develop young Johnson Clark-Harris. I can remember signing Kieran Agard 2 years before he had the magical season he had for his last year. But we'd gone back to young Jono, which is the focus. We got him in and we said there's going to be peaks and there's going to be troughs and there's time where we perhaps need to facilitate a loan with you. This was all discussed back last July. And, you know, when you're part of the Rotherham United family, which is inside the dressing room, inside the football club, under our leader, Tony Stewart, if any of us hurt, then we all hurt. So when young Johnson was coming in recent times saying, I want to go and get some football. I remember you said this to me in July. I'm a manager of my word. Their chairman is a man of his word. And we said, OK, we'll look at that. We had 3 or 4 clubs at the top end of League One ask for that to happen. Johnson has chosen to go down and work with Carlow and MK Dons. But it's a short period in time. He'll go there to the middle of February and he'll come back in-house and his development then will restart again with us. Always part of the plan. It was a mere question for us when he went out. Now's an ideal opportunity for him to go out. We have Connor Salmon come into the building. People forget about one of their star performers last week, Danny Ward from Huddersfield, who we signed on a comes into the building. You know, we have Matt Derbyshire in the building. We have Jordan Bowery in the building. And therefore, the immediate game time of young Johnson Clark Harris and the meetings that myself, Paul Rain and Paul Warren had was going to be a little bit limited. So with Jono expressing a desire to go and play football, with him saying he's hurting, and if any member of our family hurts, believe me, myself and the chairman are first to get the first aid box out. So we've got it out and we've sent him to a good club. He'll have 5 weeks there, if not sooner than that, because we can come bring him back after 28 days, but he'll be coming back in-house.
Now, Steve, this, I think this is our third January transfer window where you have been the Rotherham United manager, and they've all been very similar. You know, you've made moves. You've made the moves that you feel you need to do to achieve whatever you need to achieve, whether it's promotion in the past or maybe it is just, you know, mere survival this year in the Championship now that you're at this level. I've had a lot of tweets tonight. I've got fans, Rotherham fans here saying, please ask some proper questions of Steve Evans, you know, ask him what the transfer policy is this month. You know, a few fans that are maybe just panicking at the moment. What do you say to those supporters that are listening tonight?
Well, maybe that was the same supporters who were panicking when we moved players like Nardi Illawo out. Maybe that was supporters who were, they were entitled to not panic is the wrong one, but to be concerned about what they're doing. But just ask themselves, did we improve in the first year when we won promotion from League Two? Did we improve significantly going into the window as opposed to coming out it? And the answer is evidently yes. Did we improve last season coming into the window and then going out it? Evidently yes. We've not gone through the window yet, Rob. We are significantly better. If someone in football, and they've all agreed with me, but if someone in football with knowledge can say to me that signing Connor Salmon, that signing Friars, that signing Hamill, that signing Ward, and that signing young Barnby has not made us better, I'm sorry, they don't know the football.
Is it going to be a different game tomorrow, Steve, against Bournemouth, do you think?
Well, it'll be a different team because it'll be different personnel. Bournemouth will have a recognised first 11 out. But in the words of their manager, and I had to agree with him after they took us apart in a cup tie, but I had to agree with them. They could play that team in the Championship and finish in the top eight. That's because what the players they've signed, and they've been working on that programme for two or three seasons. So Eddie started it, he went off to Burnley, it didn't work out for him, he went back and he started it going again. We're in our first period of evolution in the Championship. It's a real tough league. We're 3 or 4 points away from being in a fight at the bottom end. We're 3 or 4 points, Rob, away from being in the top half of the Championship. But people want to pull us apart. We've had 2 years of fantastic success. And contrary to what one or two people might think, we have half a clue what we're doing. You know, and our chairman believes us. That's massively important. Our players believe in us. We introduced Zeki Friars to the training ground this morning. I can tell you the Arnesons and the Morgans were gobsmacked. This is a player that went for £5 million. Played in the Premier League last year. He's come into a football club. If ever there's a time going forward in this window, if there's a time when the loan market reopens a week later, that we can improve our squad, Steve Evans will take that opportunity, our chairman, who always has final say at our football club. But we're in a real healthy state going forward. People may want to judge us against the league leaders tomorrow. We cannot help but just go on the field and do as best we can. We're in good shape, we've got no injuries, and we're ready to go.